This week on the Sports Generals, some final thoughts on NFL Championship Weekend, plus we'll break down the best quarterbacks in the NFL.
Also, we'll finish it off with an early look at Oscar nominations. Who deserved a nomination and who got snubbed?
The Sports Generals starts now. And welcome to the Sports Generals. I'm Wade Benson alongside Grant Benson today. We'll start with NFL Championship Weekend, which was last week. We didn't give our picks before the week via podcast. They were on the website. But for the record, I took the Packers to win. And also, I thought the Jets would win. That ended up not being true. Grant, for the record, who do you think was going to win last weekend?
I went 0-2 last weekend. I took the Jets and I took the Bears. Fail, right? They're just not...
Well, I mean, they weren't blowouts by any stretch of the imagination. They were somewhat close games, especially... it was surprising that the Bears game, Bears-Packers game, was as close as it was, with Jay Cutler pretty much coming out, only playing about two quarters or so.
Also not that surprising, seeing that it's Jay Cutler, right?
Well, I guess. And we'll start with that. What is your initial reaction to that? Do you think it's gotten blown out of proportion, or was Jay Cutler kind of a wuss, and should he have been playing in that game?
I thought until we found out that he had a torn MCL, which, I mean, if you don't know anything about like MCLs, like, I mean, it's not like when you have a torn MCL, it's not physically possible to like cut on it. Like, you just can't do it. It's not possible. I mean, you'll fall down if you try. And before we found that out, and we just kind of thought maybe he had just like a busted knee or something like that, I thought he's a wuss and he needs to get back in there. And because he wasn't in a cast or anything. He wasn't being carted off the field.
It didn't really help himself because he was standing on the sidelines. He didn't have crutches. He was just hanging out, and just his general demeanor, as everyone's talked about, is always kind of just whatever. Like, he doesn't care. I mean, he does care. Obviously, he's in the NFL. He works hard. He had a pretty good year this year. But he didn't help himself out. I was the same as you. I was kind of wishing that he would come back and play because I knew going in, I mean, once that happened, if he couldn't play, the Bears had absolutely no shot because, first of all, Todd Collins is awful, and he showed that. I can't believe he was even their backup quarterback still. And then we had no idea what Caleb Haney could do. I mean, with no repetitions pretty much at all in practice. He ended up coming in and doing very well for the situation, but the fact that they kept it as close as they did is really interesting to me. I can't believe they didn't get blown out, but that's a testament, I think, to the Bears' defense.
I don't know if this is too much of an adjective here, but the Bears' defense was outstanding in the second half. Outstanding. It was really
good. They made Aaron Rodgers look really uncomfortable. I was surprised he missed a lot of throws. Peppers hit him on that play as a helmet to helmet. I don't think it was as bad as people made it out to be.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was, when you're talking about like personal fouls, I think that one was an average personal foul.
I mean, 5 years ago, that's not a personal foul. That's just a good clean hit. Mm-hmm. It's kind of ridiculous that he got fined for that. I know everyone gets fined for everything nowadays, but I can't believe he got fined for that. I mean, it wasn't malicious, but that might have took Rodgers off his game. He's thinking about it, but the Bears really got after him. That interception by Urlacher, that when he didn't return, that was big.
Yeah, that he needed to take that one to the house.
Especially because they brought Todd Collins in, and he didn't do anything. So they didn't even make anything out of that. Yeah. So the Bears kept it close, but in the end, the better team won. That's obvious. I mean, on paper, the Packers are so much better than the Bears. The defense played well. So they move on. In the Pittsburgh game, they jumped out to a 24-0 lead, 24-3 at halftime.
A fluky 24-0 lead, too. Didn't Pittsburgh only have like 220 yards of offense in that game?
The second half they didn't have very many yards at all. It was a tale of two halves, to say the most cliched thing ever. But
when I say fluky, I mean it in the sense that, I mean, it was very methodical. They scored 17 points on offense, and the first one was, I guess if you're a,
well, they just drove the ball out.
Yeah,
the field.
It was
they
a
10-minute like 10
opening drive. Yeah, that was, I mean, a 10-minute, like, 65-yard drive to start the game. I mean, that's and that's cool and all. And
well, I mean, they just showed that they could outpower the Jets, yeah. whose defense coming into that game was playing awesome the first two games against really good offenses. I mean, you can say what you want about the Colts. They're injured, blah, blah, blah. It's still a good offense with Peyton Manning at the helm. And then, of course, the Patriots, and they shut them down pretty much. So I figured that the Pittsburgh's offense isn't nearly as flashy as the other two. They should be able to shut down not easily, but they got just beat up.
Good for the Steelers. I mean, they're going to the Super Bowl this year doing what they did the last two times they won the Super Bowl. So, I mean, well, hats off to them, I guess. Good for them.
The Jets had a good comeback, getting stonewalled at the goal line, four plays, and they couldn't score a touchdown. They got a safety on the next play, but so after that, it was kind of over.
I thought, it was pretty much over.
I mean, so. Sanchez played pretty well in the second half, though. He looked awful in the first half.
Sanchez was okay, yeah.
I mean, he's getting better. He's going to be okay. It's just, but they have no shot, though, unless that defense is awesome. And it wasn't awesome for the first half. So, really quickly, though, early thoughts. Who do you have to win the Super Bowl in a week from now?
Packers. Packers are going to win.
Okay, well, I'm opposite. I think the Steelers are going to win the game based on the fact that the Packers are very inconsistent. They played a lot of games. They looked really bad in the second half against the Bears. The Steelers had just as good of a defense, if not better, than the Bears. They're a lot more physical than the Bears are.
I think...
And obviously the Pittsburgh Steelers offense is a million times better than the Bears offense.
Pittsburgh, if Pittsburgh does have a weak link on their defense, so it's their corners. Their corners are not very good. And I'm just saying, it's...
When you have the Bears don't have the best corners either.
When you have Greg Jennings and Donald Driver, it's... I mean, I think Troy Polamalu is the most overrated player in the NFL, so... I know I'll catch flack for that, but he's not very good in pass coverage. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he's a really weird player. I mean, he makes a lot of great plays, but he's been kind of invisible in the playoffs because he's been kind of hurt and busted up. But it's usually like he either makes an amazing play or you never see him ever, or he'll take some really awful angles. And like the main thing I like about Troy Polamalu is that he gets like 30 yards deep on like his, and it's like, dude, you don't need to be that deep. Yeah. I mean, he's just like, and then like he'll be late coming over the top. It's like, it's because you were 30 yards deep. It's because
not saying he's bad. Like, I take him. I mean, he's good. I think when people... I just think it's comical when people tap him as the best safety in the league. Ed Reed runs circles around him.
Yeah, Ed Reed's definitely the best safety. But say what you will, though.
But when healthy, Bob Sanders is the best safety.
Okay, that's inappropriate. You don't need to throw that in there. But you got to say this, though. Say what you will about Polamalu. The Steelers' defense plays so much better with him in there for whatever reason. Yeah, kind of the same way with the Bears defense. When Urlacher's out, the Bears defense is pretty bad. When he's in there, it's a leadership thing, probably a mental thing. A mental thing, too.
Yeah. And, you know, the one thing I'm actually going to take out of the AFC Championship games, it'll be a nice segue into our next topic, is that just the double standard with quarterbacks. I saw Aaron Rodgers did not play a good game against the Bears. He played maybe...
He did for about two or three series.
Yeah, two or three series. After that, he was off. He didn't help. In the second half, when the Packers needed a long drive and they needed to score a touchdown, he didn't deliver. And I saw a headline after the game saying Rodgers wins it for the Packers. And Aaron Rodgers did absolutely nothing to win that game. Same with Ben Roethlisberger, who I know is about to go play for his third Super Bowl ring. And a lot of people are going to start saying that he's better than Manning and all that stuff. But what was his quarterback rating in that game? It was like in the 30s, wasn't it?
32.
Yeah. So,
yeah, but people are going to say, you know, certain plays you take away from the game, which that's fine and all. But, yeah, he did not play very well at all. The defense in the second half was what, you know, got Pittsburgh through that game. But, yeah, of course, the Steelers converted that huge third down at the end, that ballsy throw. I mean, it was a great play call.
I don't think it was a good – I don't think it was that good of a throw, but that's just me.
They made it, and he won.
The guy was wide open. He could have led him.
And he was wide open because I can't remember the linebacker for the Jets made a terrible move. He tried to jam whoever made that catch. I think it was Antonio Brown, the new guy.
The rookie.
Whoever made the catch, on the backside, the Jets linebacker tried to jam him, totally whiffed on the jam, leaving Brown wide open to run across the middle and get wide open. If he just plays him straight up, stays with him, there's nobody open in that play, and they probably get Roethlisberger before. He either like forces a bad throw or they get him before the first down. Jets are still alive in that game. That's one. If you watch the film, you'll see that. And so, segueing into it, we want to talk about the elite quarterbacks. We got the stats of five of you would say, probably the most elite quarterbacks. There's one guy that I left out of this because...
Phil Rivers.
Phillip Rivers, yeah. For whatever reason, I think it's because he hasn't been around that long, and he hasn't really done much in the playoffs. He's won a couple playoff games. So I mean,
I think he has no excuse out of all these quarterbacks. Is he? What didn't the Chargers had the best defense?
The Chargers have had a really good defense. Yeah. Well, this year they did. Yeah,
they've had a really good defense the past 3 or 4 years, and he still hasn't been able to do anything in the playoffs.
So the five guys, yeah. So the five guys you're looking at, of course, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, Ben Roethlisberger, and then Aaron Rodgers, the new guy. He's only been his third year in the league, and if you look at the numbers, depending on who you talk to,
his third year as a full time starter,
yeah. Right. He's been in the league for 6 years, though. He had, yeah. I think, 3 years under center for Brett Favre. Years, yeah. So depending on who you talk to, everyone's got their own opinion on this. I mean, right now the flavor of the week is Ben Roethlisberger because he's going to his third Super Bowl. That's fine. That's great. Bring up his numbers, Grant. Ben Roethlisberger, he's been in the league since 2004. He has really good numbers. His career quarterback rating is what, 98?
Are you talking about Rodgers or Roethlisberger?
Roethlisberger.
His career rating is 92.5.
Okay, I mean, that's great. That's very good. I mean, he's had a lot of good years.
Yeah.
But the one thing about Roethlisberger nobody ever brings up and nobody ever talks about is that every single year he's been in the league, every single year he's had a top 10 defense. Mm-hmm. Every single year.
And I think this is I love this stat because 2006 was his lowest ranked defense. It was ninth in the league. They went 8-8, didn't make the playoffs.
And what was his stats that year? Stats were pretty bad that year.
Yeah, that was the worst year of his career. He had a quarterback rating of 75.4, 18 touchdowns, 23 picks. That's bad.
So what does that tell you? It tells me, personally, that if he doesn't have a shutdown defense, gets in the ball certain times, I mean, he's still a good quarterback, but he's not as good as people make him out to be.
It tells me that if he has, you know, Peyton Manning's defense is usually in the 20s, low teens, he's nowhere. He doesn't have a Super Bowl. That's obvious. But
okay. There's Roethlisberger. Okay, hey, you know he's winning it. He gets all the credit for it. But it's a big, huge part of it is the Steelers' defense. I mean,
he also has maybe the most the one record in Super Bowl history. He probably wish he didn't have he's got the lowest quarterback rating for a winning Super Bowl quarterback. It was like 27.2 or something like that. Yeah,
second year in the league. Yeah, when he beat Seattle. Yeah. So. There's Roethlisberger. Moving on. Then another flavor of the week, obviously we'll talk about the other guy's Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers is his third year. This is his third full-time year.
Man, I like Aaron Rodgers.
I do too. He's a really good quarterback. He's now 3-1 in the playoffs. For whatever reason, people are knocking on him before this year. He has no playoff wins. He had one game. That was last year.
Yeah, that doesn't.
That's the dumbest argument I've ever heard. I mean, he had one playoff game, and he had a quarterback rating of like 120.
Yeah, he had an amazing. He had a really good game in that.
And their defense was just...
Oh, that's right, yeah. He just guided the team to 45 points on the road to a team that played in the Super Bowl that year.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And kept it close with Pittsburgh and could almost beat the Steelers. Mm-hmm. So, look at Rodgers. I mean, his first year started in 2008, 20th ranked defense. Because this is the theme of this. It's like the defense is behind these quarterbacks, if we didn't make that clear.
Yeah.
And that's not a very good defense. They didn't make the playoffs that year. They're, 6-10?
6-10. Oh, yeah.
The past 2 years, though, last year, second-ranked defense. This year, fifth-ranked defense. Mix that with a good quarterback like Rodgers. I mean, you're going to have success. I mean, that's the underlying theme here. I mean, Rodgers is very, very good. But if he didn't have that defense, if he had a, 20th-ranked defense like that, I mean, who knows how good the Packers would be. But
yeah, I agree. I think we have to wait on Aaron Rodgers because I love Aaron Rodgers. I think he's the third best quarterback in the league right now. And getting better too. I think by the time Manning and Brady are out of the league, I think Rodgers will be kind of getting to the end of his prime and he might be the best in the league at one point in time. That's just what I think.
And I also think right now too, people in Green Bay have to just love him. I mean,
yeah.
And if anybody thinks that he's not as good as Favre, if anybody thinks that Favre is better, or I mean, Rodgers has already had three
seasons that are better than anything Brett Favre has ever had in Green Bay.
He's right now. Aaron Rodgers is already better, in my opinion, than Favre.
ever has been.
I mean, he just is better than Favre. So, yeah. And he's only going to get better. So. Please stop talking about Brett Favre of Green Bay. And I'm sure you love Aaron Rodgers as much as we do because he's a great quarterback. He's an awesome quarterback.
The thing you got to love about Aaron Rodgers in his three seasons as a starter, he's only he's throwing an average of only 10 interceptions a year, which is outstanding.
And his quarterback ratings, his career rating is 98.4.
Which is the highest ever. I guess, actually.
So yeah. There's Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is a really good quarterback.
I assume that'll go down.
You'd think so.
Yeah, but, I mean, if it doesn't, hats off to Aaron Rodgers. He's good. I'll give him that.
So those are the two quarterbacks right now in the Super Bowl. So two elite quarterbacks playing in Arlington next week. Now let's get to the kind of the main ones. That first, let's start with Drew Brees, which is, I never really looked at Drew Brees' stats until today when I looked this up. Mm-hmm. He has never had a good defense except for this year,
yeah.
Which is hilarious because the Saints' defense was awful against Seattle mm-hmm. in the playoffs. I was like, that defense is the worst defense I've ever seen
yeah.
in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. This year, the Saints' defense, fourth in total defense, and they got torched for 41 against the Seahawks. But overall, though, in his average year, his average defensive rank in all the seasons for Drew Brees is 20th ranked, and he's played since 2002. He's played for the Chargers and now the Saints, so mm-hmm. he has not had anything to work with at all, really. I mean, he wasn't really good for his first few years.
Let's see.
Look at his stats. I mean, his first year, I mean...
His first 2 years, that's why, because he lost the job in San... Well, he didn't lose the job. I think in San Diego, they were getting pressure, because didn't they draft Phil Rivers?
They drafted Phil Rivers, and like he had the shoulder injury, because he had that surgery, and they didn't know if he could hold up, and so they got mm-hmm. rid of him. And the Saints were like, hey, we'll take him. But, I mean, and you got to give Brees credit. Last year, they won the Super Bowl with the 25th-ranked defense in the NFL.
I mean,
Tom Brady, Ben Roethlisberger, and Peyton Manning. I mean, Manning's defense wasn't too hot either when he won the Super Bowl. But,
no,
I mean, Brady and Roethlisberger, their defenses, every Super Bowl they've won has been, with the exception of Brady's first year, has been top 10 defenses. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, with the 25th-ranked defense, Drew Brees was able to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think Brees, you know, he's good. Like he's
good.
He's one of the five best. I think he is. I don't think he's nowhere near the Manning Brady class, or even Aaron Rodgers class. But I think Drew Brees just got a lot of credit for that Super Bowl win. Let's say the Saints were playing the Jets in that game, and was going up against Mark Sanchez and not Peyton Manning. I don't think as big of a deal would have been made about it. I think...
The big deal was because the Katrina, even though it happened 10 years ago, it was 5 years ago, but, cool. I mean, now that's a big deal. So, and also, if they would have gone against the Jets' defense would have probably mm-hmm. not allowed 31 points.
Yeah, and that's just a big what-if, but I'm just saying, like, Drew Brees, he's been, the past 6-7 years, he's been the model of consistency for an above average quarterback in the NFL, and I think that's really important in the NFL.
And if my one knock on Brees, the reason why I've never really liked him that much, his height. He's only 6 feet tall. If he was 3-4 inches taller, he'd be just as good, I think, as Aaron Rodgers, as Peyton Manning. But sometimes when you're that short, I'm telling you, you can't see things.
I guess that is true.
You just
can't see stuff, throwing lanes.
It just doesn't. Yeah, you can't see things. I mean, I never played quarterback before, but I mean, what's the constant with all these guys? I mean, Roethlisberger, Manning, Rodgers. I mean, these guys are big guys. I mean, 6'3", 6'4", 6'5". I mean, look at Sam Bradford in the league. Rookie quarterback. Had a great year. Big-time quarterback. Look at Jimmy Clausen. He's a little guy. You think he's, listed at 6'1", 6'2". He might be 6 feet. I mean, he's not very good. So, I mean, I think height has a lot to do with being a good quarterback.
Drew Brees is a good player. He throws a lot of picks. A lot of picks.
Yeah, he throws a lot of interceptions. And it has something to do with, sometimes you can't see what maybe he'd be able to see if he was a little bit taller. But
and also, I think Drew Brees, I know a lot of people like to talk about Peyton Manning's weapons back a few years ago. But I think Drew Brees has the best weapons out of anybody in this.
Reggie Bush. Pierre Thomas, Marcus Colston, Devery Henderson, Lance Moore.
Well, not to even mention when he was with San Diego, he had LT, he had the best tight end in the game. I mean...
He's had a lot of weapons.
I think that's an overrated argument to have because, I mean, I think the worst quarterback in the NFL would still be terrible with a bunch of good players around him. But
he'd be a little better.
Yeah. In this debate, I think it's worth having.
Yeah. And so the final two quarterbacks, you always hear about this comparison, Manning and Brady. We haven't talked about playoff records much. Manning's playoff record, 9-10 now, 19 games. Brady's is 14-5. Now, obviously, that's better for Brady, but this is a what-have-you-done-for-me-lately kind of league, right? I mean, you always hear that, what have you done for me lately?
Mm-hmm.
Brady's, what is he, 4-5 in the last 9 games? Something like that. I mean, he's lost the last 3 playoff games he's played in. Manning, I mean, is kind of, up average. He's a lot better. Super Bowl run a few years ago. So, and then last year, of course, before they lost to the Saints, it's just,
I think,
I mean, these guys are a lot more even than I initially thought they were.
They are. And what I was, you got the stats here, and I was looking at the stats. Brady's numbers are really inflated by two outstanding seasons that he had. 2007, the year they went undefeated, in 2010. Other than that, he has stats that are very similar, and maybe just a tad bit worse than Drew Brees, actually, for every season. And then you got Manning. Peyton Manning's this season ended his 7-season streak of a quarterback rating above 95, which I don't know for a fact, but that is definitely some kind of record.
Well, three in a row he had over 100.
Yeah, that's never been done. I know that for a fact.
So he had three in a row. That was from 2004 to 2006.
And in 2003, the year his streak started in 2004 with his quarterback rating 121.1, which that's a record that will never be broken.
Which is still it's even better than Brady's.
Than Brady's, yeah.
Rating in 2007 when Brady had that great year, which I didn't think. You know, that Manning's had a better quarterback rating, but he did.
From 2003 to 2009, Manning had quarterback ratings of 99, 121, 104, 101, 98, 95, and 100, pretty much. 99.9.
I mean, both these guys are really good quarterbacks. I mean, there's no debate there. I mean, but you and I, we've always thought Manning is the better one just because he's never had as much around him defensively. And when Brady's been really good back in the past, he had a really good defense to back him up and to help him out. When you look at the stats, I mean, your average defensive rank for Tom Brady or for Peyton Manning is 17.6. So, I mean, middle of the pack defense. For Brady, it's about 14.3. That's a lot closer than I really thought it was until I looked at the numbers. But if you look at top 10 defenses, they're pretty close. Interestingly enough, the Colts had the number 3 defense in the NFL 1 year, and they lost in the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah, that year was the year that the Patriots went undefeated. That was a really good Colts team, actually. They just lost to San Diego in the playoffs.
They just lost to the Chargers. I mean,
sometimes a team just has your number, and that's what happens. But you know, this debate is going to be will rage on probably long after both these two retire. I don't think. I think they're the two best of all time. I don't think anyone's even anywhere close to them, honestly.
And see, this is another issue that we get into. I didn't get the numbers for all the all-time quarterbacks, the Dan Marinos, the John Elways, the
John Elway's numbers aren't very good.
The Joe Montanas, the Terry Bradshaw. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, name a guy. These old-time guys, Brett Favre. I mean, I don't have these numbers, but we've looked at him before. And the only guy that really has numbers that are somewhat comparable is Montana. Joe Montana.
And but you can tell by looking at his numbers that he was a caretaker. He never had any like outstanding, I'm going to put the team on my back seasons. I mean, I think the most, it was something ridiculous, like the most attempts he ever had in a season was like 400 something, and that's...
Well, that was the old West Coast Islands. I mean, obviously his style was way different back then. They didn't throw as much as they do nowadays. You know, you can say what you want. They could harass receivers. They could kill quarterbacks. All that stuff.
Good for them. That's fine.
But the defenses just weren't as good as they are now.
That's all the defenses had. They weren't smart. They didn't have very good schemes.
I told you last week I was watching an old game because they were showing a Packers Bears marathon, and I saw that there's a game from 85 Bears Packers. Of course, that was the year the Bears won the Super Bowl, went 15-1. And absolutely just rolled through the playoffs and killed the Patriots in the Super Bowl. You know, the 85, you know, Bears defense. I watched that game against the Packers. The 85, I mean, the 46 defense that they're running was just, any team today would absolutely carve it up. It was the dumbest looking thing ever. I mean, they had 6 down linemen. They had 2 linebackers right behind the line, like kind of like 3 yards apart. So nobody covering the flats. And they had the 2 corners 10 yards off the wide receivers. So literally, they were giving him 10 yards every play. If the Packers just swung it out to the receiver, they wanted to, but they just never did that. They tried to just run up the middle. They tried to like run slants that went into the defense. I mean, it was the dumbest play calls ever. And I don't know if that's what they always did. If that's a defense they always ran. If they just ran that against the Packers because the Packers are so dumb.
The point is, the defenses these days are.
Never see that these days because it would never work.
Defenses these days are designed by geniuses. I mean, it's
I mean, watch the Super Bowl. I guarantee every single play, for the most part, you'll see the D-backs up on the receivers.
There'll be so many people moving around, lots of standing up linemen.
People jamming. I mean, it's going to be you just did not see that mm-hmm. back in the day. The only time they would ever come up and jam receivers in that Bears-Packers game was on third down. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's like, why not just do that?
But you know, in the end, it's a Brady versus Manning argument, and I'm a you know, I like stats, and I think and stats favor Manning. I guess I think they do, but I'm a big fan of the eyeball test, and I don't think if you watch both of those players, I don't know how you could take Brady over Manning. Peyton Manning does so much more, and.
Yeah, this year for Brady, he really carried the team. He had bad defense. I mean, it was all him. I mean, this is 1 year. But there's so many years like that for Peyton Manning where it's him, the defense is bad, you got to win the game. And he's been so successful at that. I agree. So if you had to rate these quarterbacks from 1 to 5 right now, who would you take?
I'd go...
Starting at number 5.
5, I'd say Roethlisberger. 4, I'd say Breeze. 3, Rodgers. 2, Brady. 1, Manning.
For me, number 5 is Breeze. Number 4 is Aaron Rodgers. I like Roethlisberger, even though he has always had a great defense. I just like his style, so I'm number 3, and then I like Brady and Manning, but they're very close. I mean, it's almost interchangeable, but I like Manning number 1, too. So.
Oh, and just for like reference, Joe Montana's stats are almost... Like career wise, are identical to Ben Roethlisberger's. So, if I remember correctly, they're both like 92.
Brady and Manning are absolutely
they're dead
way ahead of Montana as far as yards, touchdowns, mm-hmm. quarterback rating. It's crazy if you just look it up. So that's that argument. A couple more topics, real quickly. NHL All-Star Draft. You just heard about this recently.
Yeah, I did.
Great idea.
Best idea I've ever heard. Seriously. Best idea ever.
As we're recording this, that's tonight. If you had to pick, it's Team Lidstrom versus Team Stahl. That's actually the team. Okay. So Eric Lidstrom and
Nick Lidstrom and Eric Stahl.
I'm sorry, Eric. Who's that? Yeah, Nick Lidstrom and Eric Stahl. So they're picking one of the Stahl brothers. They're picking guys. Who would you take with your first pick?
If
you
had to
take
somebody? Well, I mean, Crosby and Malkin are
they're not playing.
They both withdrew. So I mean, I'd probably. I think there's a debate here. Do you take a goaltender or do you take... In an All-Star game, you take a... So I think, obviously, in the All-Star game, you take Ovechkin, right?
That's what everyone's saying, Ovechkin. I've seen other guys go with Matthew Barnaby. If you look at the stats, I mean, Steven Stamkos is, like, leading everything.
Stamkos, yeah.
He has the most points, he has the most goals. Yeah. I mean, he's killing.
If I'm picking, I would... the four players I'd be eyeing would be Ovechkin, Stamkos, and the Sedin brothers.
Yeah, so, I was going to say the Sedin brothers next. Mm-hmm. And then goaltender Tim Thomas, he's killing it currently this year. Mm-hmm. So, a great idea. The NHL All-Star game. That's
awesome idea. I can't wait.
It's like a pickup game.
So I can watch it. Yeah.
It's a pickup game. I mean, it's... Wow, I'm surprised they had never thought of this before. I mean, there's no East-West. It's just...
Great idea.
It's just a
great
draft.
Great idea, yeah. The NHL All-Star game, one of the most underrated, entertaining things.
Oh, yeah. Ever. Like 20, mm-hmm. 30 goals combined between the two teams. It's great stuff. And finally, before we let you go, the Oscar nominations were announced this week. Best Picture, Grant. There's 10 up for it again. Black Swan, The Fighter, Inception, The Social Network, True Grit, The Kids Are Alright, The King's Speech, 127 Hours, Toy Story 3, and something called Winter's Bone, whatever that is. I don't know if that's even really a movie. I've only seen a couple of these. I know you've seen a lot. What's the best picture out of these?
Emily, I'm really excited about this. I'm starting to really get into movies again. I've actually seen every single one of these movies.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah.
That's stupid.
The best movie, I think, by far is Inception. That's just me. I know it has no chance of winning, which I think is a shame, because I think it's the best. The worst on that list is by far Black Swan. That movie is... I know a lot of people liked it. I know it's like a crowd favorite, but I hate it. So that's just me, I guess. I think The Social Network is going to win. But it's between that and The King's Speech.
Really? You don't think True Grit has any shot? Everyone's saying that movie's pretty awesome.
The movie,
and The King's Speech.
Yeah, from what I've been reading, it's between The Social Network and The King's Speech. I think it would be a crime if The King's Speech wins over The Social Network. In fact, I think it'd be a crime if The King's Speech won over 4 or 5 of the films in there. I think it was good, but I mean, it was made specifically to garner Oscar attention.
Right.
It was not made to entertain. It was made to win awards, which it was fine. It was good. The first hour dragged along really bad.
Talking about
bad.
The King's speech right now?
Yeah, the first hour dragged along really bad. The last hour was pretty good. But
if the King's speech wins, I'll probably watch it because it's the best picture, and I'm sure I'll hate it because it's probably stupid.
No, it's not. It's really not that bad. I thought it was gonna be really boring when I first went and watched it. It's not. I mean, it's very watchable. Other than that, my three favorite are Inception, The Social Network, and Toy Story 3. Actually, I love Toy Story 3. So.
Well, that's certainly gonna win best animated film. It's like that and two others I've never heard of. I've seen two of these movies. I've seen Inception and The Social Network. Both those movies are pretty much exactly the same to me. They're both just good movies.
That's very unlike you. I thought
they're just good movies. Usually, I like them both.
I think usually you try to watch all of them.
I don't care. All these movies I don't really care to see. I don't want to see Black Swan. I don't care. I don't want to watch a boxing movie.
The only movies
I don't know what the kids are all right. I have no idea what that is.
The only movie I didn't like was Black Swan. I thought Winter's Bone was average.
I can't imagine watching James Franco for a full movie.
Oh, 127 Hours was probably my fourth favorite there. That movie was awesome. That movie was really good.
Well, yeah. I can't imagine watching that.
Other than that, I think all of them were good. I think the only ones that were really good were the top three that I mentioned. But everyone else, the other ones were good.
So you think Best Picture should be Inception?
Yes, I do. Okay. It's not going to be... But it should be.
I think Inception and The Social Network should tie for Best Picture because I like them pretty much equally the same. Hmm. Yeah. And finally, I don't really care. I looked at the best actors. I haven't seen any of those movies they're in. You have, I'm sure.
I've seen all of them. Yeah.
Even the one with what's his face from Old Country for Old Men. You've seen that movie?
Oh no! Oh yeah, that's right. Javier Bardem. Yeah, no, I haven't seen that one, obviously.
So I don't care about that. I'm gonna skip over that unless you want to say something about that.
No, I don't care. Well, Colin Firth is gonna win.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever even seen a movie with Colin Firth. If he was walking down the street, I wouldn't even be able to tell you who Colin Firth was. The only thing I wanted to mention in the Oscars, because this has been kind of a weak movie year, I think, in my opinion. Watching The Social Network, I can't believe that Andrew Garfield, I had to look his name up, didn't get a Best Supporting Actor nomination for The Social Network.
Yeah, that offends me, to be honest with you.
He was the guy, he was Jesse Eisenberg's best buddy in
Eduardo Saver. Yeah,
he killed that movie. He was better than Eisenberg, and Eisenberg's up for best actor. So
yeah, Eisenberg got an Oscar for just playing himself in the movie.
Which is ridiculous. So I just wanted to mention the fact that Andrew Garfield, I haven't seen any of the other stuff, but he killed that movie. Every time he was on screen, he just stole it. He was the great actor in that movie. So he's not even nominated. So what a dumb thing. Academy Awards are just stupid.
Yeah,
sometimes.
I know a lot of people from the Social Network camp were they were pushing really hard for obviously Garfield and Justin Timberlake to get a nomination.
I mean, Timberlake didn't do enough though to really garner. I mean, Saverin, played by Garfield, was clearly the supporting actor in that movie because he just was. I mean, you could just tell. And one more thing: apparently, Inception got snubbed for best director. Christopher Nolan didn't get nominated for that.
His time will come.
So Christopher Nolan not even nominated for best director in Inception. But
He's never been nominated. He's never made a bad movie, which is kind of...
Yeah, if you go to the Rotten Tomatoes, if you believe in that, I mean, his tomato meter is... 100%, everything's fresh.
100%,
I mean, that's unheard of, so good for him.
I mean, he's only made, like, six movies, but still.
He makes sure that what he does is going to be good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm eagerly anticipating The Dark Knight Rises. I know everybody is, so...
That'll come out probably in about 10 years, because who knows? The last one came out forever ago.
Not this summer, but summer after that.
Also, by the way, quickly... Catwoman is going to be in that, and it's going to be Anne Hathaway. I don't know about that. That sounds weird, but she's a good actress. I'm sure she'll probably pull it off.
Played by Tom Hardy, the cool dude in Inception. That guy
with the guns and the guns. Yeah, because he's only one guy in the movie with a gun.
Well, yeah.
Well, that's it. The Super Bowl's next week. We'll come on again next week with maybe something crazy. Oh, by the way, real quick, Pouncey is probably not going to play, which is crazy. He's in a cast now.
That's a big deal. The offensive line.
Yeah. Especially because people thought maybe he could be a Rookie of the Year candidate, which is a joke. And there should be two people after that, Bradford and Sue. That's the only two people that should even be considered.
I guess I didn't know because Ndamukong Suh played for the Lions, but I mean he was on the All Pro team. So I mean I love my boy Sam, but. If Ndamukong Suh really was one of the two best defensive tackles in the league this year, I really think he should win the rookie.
Well, it's just the difference between the position. I mean, his job is just to take up space and be huge.
Except,
and,
like, no, that's, he's, good at that. He's not that kind, though. He's not that, like, he's big, but he's not.
Yeah, but he's like the athletic, too.
He's not like Vince Wilfork.
He didn't have to run an offense, though. Yeah, like, he's as a
more,
rookie.
He's more of a pass rushing defensive tackle, though. That's.
It's definitely, it's whatever, it's an opinion on that. I mean, I'm very biased, so I think Sam Bradford should win it.
Oh, and also another
Sue is definitely more than
another quick quip for you to for the road. Did you know in 1998 Rex Ryan was the defensive coordinator for the Oklahoma Sooners?
No.
You didn't know that? Neither did I until last night. How nuts is that?
Wow. Under John Blake?
Yep. So the year before 97, the Sooners had like the 112th ranked defense in the country. Under Rex Ryan, they were 21st.
Wow.
How crazy is that?
And they're still bad until next year.
I guess there was a lot of controversy around whether or not Stoops should keep Ryan or bring in his brother Mike when he got hired.
Well, I'd say in the short run that worked out really well.
It worked out pretty well.
Interesting. Well, that's it for the Sports Generals. Be back next week with Super Bowl talk and much, much more. Thanks for listening.